Long after the god-awful New York City pandemic spring of 2020, Dr. Leaf would remember the excruciating morning the alternate universe came calling. Death was everywhere. It was April 3rd, a Friday, and one of the worst days at the height of the surge. The New York Times banner headline ran the width of the front page, "Unrivaled job losses accelerate across U.S." Underneath, a travel map of the United States was mottled with coronavirus red. At dawn, Leaf rushed through the beige halls of the fifth floor of the billion-dollar Greenberg Pavilion at New York's Weill Cornell Medical Center and rushed through the swinging doors of her ICU to find a message relayed from Stephen Corwin, the president and CEO of New York Presbyterian. Leaf tried to process the gist of an email sent to all the ICUs and their nursing supervisors. Corwin wants to do video rounds with you later if you're around. Everything about that sentence had been unimaginable to her just weeks before. It was almost unheard of for the CEO of the hospital to reach out and down to critical care teams. It was like, well, it was hard to think what it was like. The head of NASA asking to sit in on the weekly meeting of a high school astronomy club? The boss of a Hollywood studio calling a theater in Fargo and asking to speak with the manager at a concession stand? Before the pandemic hit New York, Leaf had only the faintest sense of Corwin's background. He was at the helm of the hospital mothership, far removed from patient care. Over the years, they had met briefly at hospital dinners when Leaf was being handed yet another award, but her seat was definitely not at his table.